listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
There was one who was
blessing. Thank you for each and every one of our listeners this morning. Pray, O God, that you will reach out in the mighty hand of Calvary and touch them and bless them in a special way as we look to you now and say thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning to each and every one in the hearing of my voice. Again, we're coming to you from the Joy of Living Fellowship Center at 455 North Harbor Hill Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. The zip code there is 33415. And the phone number is 561-712-0182. Praise God, we also have a website that is www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. And it is indeed a pleasure coming to you, and we hope and trust that you will enjoy the service. Praise God, as our pastor will be speaking to you at this moment. So at this time, I present to you our pastor, Bishop E. Douglas. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, and ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you this morning for tuning in to this message today, because we are going to be talking about the child Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We know that many mothers, when they have a child, they are so excited. Praise the Lord, and they actually worship that child. But this morning, we have to worship the Christ, the child Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And this morning, our subject will be worshiping the Christ Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. I want to take you to the book of St. Matthew, Gospel, chapter 2. Praise the Lord. And the Bible tells us, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, your wise men came from the east, praise the Lord, to Jerusalem to worship him. So this morning we'd like to portray to you how we can worship Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that laid down his life for you and I, praise the Lord. And I also want to share with you this morning that these wise men that came from the east, they were some of the most intelligent because they were able to read the star, praise the Lord, because the Bible said they saw the star in the east and they come to worship him. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are to worship Christ, the King of Kings. We are to worship Christ because he's no longer a child, but he is sitting at the right hand of power. Praise the Lord for you and I this morning. And many people don't realize that we ought to worship him, but we want you to know this morning that we must worship Christ, the Son of God. Praise the Lord, because he lays life down. That was the reason why he came on the scene. And this morning we are so thankful for him. And we are coming your way and sharing with you how you can worship the King of Kings. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that when the wise men came from the east and they went into the house and they see the young child and his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshiped him. Praise the Lord. So ladies and gentlemen, we just want to encourage you to start worshiping Jesus Christ, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. So God bless you this morning as we will be coming back to pray with you. So at this time we go back to our moderator.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God this morning for the reminder from our pastor about worshiping Christ Jesus. You may say, why this message at this time? Praise God, and we're not in the Christmas as yet. But we're getting to the Christmas season. Praise God, and it is our duty to remind ourselves and to remind others that we ought to worship Christ any time of the year. Praise God. The scriptures are here for us to read them at any time of the year. Any given time, the Holy Spirit prompts us to do so, that we will do, because we must follow the leading of the Lord. And so this morning we hope and trust that you will be reminded that Jesus Christ was born for you and I. Praise God. I would like to give you some order of service. Praise God. Our service on Tuesday night is prayer meetings, which starts at 7:30 p.m. And we have a little change in our Bible studies. Our Bible studies is now at Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Praise God. And Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. we have Sunday school, and 11 a.m. we have morning worship. Praise God. We also have a service in the evening at 7:30. Praise God, where everyone in the service has an opportunity to take part. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And also we have the adoption service is still available. Praise God, for those who would like to adopt. If you do not want to adopt a child, then you can foster. Praise God, you have an extra room, you can do some fostering. Praise God. And we also have counseling available at the church. Praise God. So may God continue to bless you. Praise God as you listen to the Word of God from time to time. Praise God. We also have some upcoming events. Praise God. And October 30 to November 1st will be our Pastor's Appreciation Service at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And November 27, we're planning to have a sing-along. Praise God. And in December 12, We are hoping to have a prayer breakfast. We hope and trust that you can join us at any one of these services. Praise God, you are more than welcome. Praise God. And at this time, I would like to play another verse or so of this song. I truly hope that it will be a blessing.
Share with you that we all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and because, and that is the reason why Christ died on the cross to save us from our sin. So to this morning you can ask Christ into your heart. All you have to say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I want to change my life. I want to be saved. I want to follow you. And just ask him and thank him to come into your heart. And we pray God will touch your life, that your life will be changed. And for those in the bed of affliction this morning, we just want to pray a special prayer for you. Our Father and our God, we pray that you will touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, touch that girl, Lord, that they're going through at this time. Pray, O God, that you will touch them in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. We love you. And Jesus love you too. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.